I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz, and The Hurricane Report, merchandise, and more.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
They just don't want anybody to know that they're gay, so these people were probably telling people they were having a relationship with them, and they just stopped them.
Well, yeah, and then some of them are openly gay. You look at them and they act gay. But one of the things is that if you're going to have revolution, you have to set up an intelligence network. Like right now in Memphis, 2020, I still get information from somebody's niece, nephew, great-niece, great-nephew, grandchild or whatever. They say, Judge Brown? I said, yes. My grandmama gave me your number. She said to call you. I said, what can I do for you? Well, she say, I need to give you the information. What's that? I was at a Memphis Country Club. And, you know, I'm a busboy. I clean up. I said, yeah. I heard these white folk plotting on you. Usually it would have been a good old boy, but it's not good old boy now. I said, well, are they good old boy? What does that mean, a redneck? I guess I know what you mean by that, but no, they was them Cooper Young folk. That's the gay part of town. All right. Oh, okay. What were they doing? See, so they tell you stuff. Got it?
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing that you got people like that that are watching out for you down there.
Yeah, you got to, because they'll do you bad. And see, even...
And he's got an angel, L.A., because he survived a lot
yes.
of stuff.
Well, yeah, maybe. He sure has.
No, it's yeah. old time stuff, you know. Stuff happens. You get to doing something, and then people just start
so
targeting
you. You need but, a T-shirt that says, I survived Tina Turner. So I give you the survival
well,
award.
Only as, a child. That's an interesting T-shirt, but I mean only as a child. You know, it's just like grown man. She wasn't but 5 feet tall.
Right.
You know, so big old muscular girl, but, you know, ex-pimp.
Yeah.
I wonder if she would remember that. Like, a couple people in the comments section asked, what would Judge do if Tina Turner's people reached out to you guys? And I said I would
and
hope
did what?
They would apologize.
And did what?
You know, just, I don't know.
What would they reach
you know,
out?
People,
what the fuck is that supposed to be? You endure that shit. You don't come back 50 years later and start talking shit about I apologize. And she wouldn't do it anyway. Probably she did so many people so rank. Who would
she
start
probably
with?
Probably will. She's
that's why she in Paris.
Cancer now.
Yeah, I know.
She's
no,
she's
yeah, but
do a lot of
and she's not coming back
not
to the United
that.
States. Because she probably got somebody that'll put a hit on her if she come back to the United States again. She in Paris now. She ain't never coming back here.
Yeah, she's renounced
it would
the
be
citizenship.
Phone call. See, people,
why
people
would
do
I want a phone call from
sick,
somebody?
That,
I mean, yeah,
not that
I'll
you would want
to.
They were talking.
You know,
about,
I'll talk to anybody.
Know,
but I mean,
cool
what's the point?
Tina called and wanted to apologize to you. I don't know. People do a lot of stuff.
I want y'all to have
sick,
a good night.
You know?
No, look. A pimp is sleazy, male or female pimp. And I've encountered both. Very few females, but there were some female pimps. House madams are kind of like pimps, but they aren't quite as vicious. They're more sophisticated. But no, they aren't sorry for what they did. They've got all kinds of screwed up justifications for doing the evil that they did.
Well, I had somebody told me, well, Biden can change whatever he did in the past. He can change, and we can look for him to make better for us.
So, you know, get your dumb ass off the plantation, please.
She had all this medical stuff that she had to get done. She
Biden.
Never would have got it. Yeah, she never would have got it under the Democratic
Biden
administration.
Samala would have to change, too.
Oh, Samala's
divine intervention.
Slut.
Kamala is just telling you what you want to hear. She's a pro at telling people what they want to hear. If you listen to her interviews, that's what she's doing. Because she don't know what to say. You can see her searching for something to say most of the time.
You know what? Somebody, well, they told her in the U.S. Senate the first year, she said, look, lady, you're not in front of a judge that's impressed by you wearing short skirts. You got to play by the rules, and you're not getting any advantage, and that's not going to work up in here. So she did an appeal on Twitter to all of the black women, and then she appealed to the Indian women to help her against all these chauvinist pigs. In
all
other
right,
words,
Bernard.
If they elected Biden, he wouldn't last but a couple of years. Either he'd lose a heartbeat or he'd resign, and you'd have Kamala Harris as president of the United States from San Francisco, and you would have Nancy Pelosi as vice president under the operation of the 20th Amendment from San Francisco. And that, what is her name, AOC fool that they've got? They talking about making her Speaker of the House if Nancy Pelosi left, which is a disaster. Damn, you know, but can you see her next in line to be VP when Nancy Pelosi, who is as old as Biden, Lee, gets her senile ass out of there?
Hey, Patreon family. Right now you're listening to the voice of Valerie Denise Jones. I love you guys to life. I hope and pray that you're having a great day. All right, so you just heard the intro, a.k.a. the promo. Now there is full audio for those of you who are in tier 2 and above, and then there's a bonus plus full audio for those of you who are higher than tier 2. All right, so that's it. Cyber hug to you guys. Blessings. Bye.
Did you enjoy this audio? We sure hope you did. Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life, detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and more. Have a great day. See you in the comments section.